In times like these, rights can be misunderstood or abused more often than usual. So we contacted the Lexington Human Rights Commission, where Ray Sexton is executive director. Thanks for joining us, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
And what are the rights, as defined by law, of tenants who might be facing eviction?
As it currently stands right now, tenants cannot be evicted, nor can they be charged any late fees. They cannot be evicted for non-payment of rent issues.
But of course, those rent payments and the late fees do accrue. Is that right? They build up?
They do. And the way the CDC guidelines are now is instead of going right to eviction, most judges and the guidelines state that the landlord should hear the tenant out, sit down, and try to work out some sort of payment arrangement for those late fees.
And as I understand it, the CDC moratorium and the governor's moratorium, which is in concert with the CDC's, is very specific, and it refers to non-payment of rental and fees, but other lease violations are still fair game?
That is correct.
Are you seeing an increase in cases?
As far as our office goes, because our mandate is a little more narrowly defined, we have to have some sort of discriminatory intent behind whatever the adverse housing action is before our office can get involved. So, I mean, we've seen a little bit of increase in telephone calls as far as referrals and things like that, but actually cases, we've probably received about 5 or 6 cases from the COVID-19RentersHelp.org website. Other than that, we haven't really seen an uptick as far as our overall case inventory, but we've been on a heightened sense of alert for some time. I mean, we're expecting at any moment the floodgates to open up. You know, unfortunately, these moratoriums can't last forever, and eventually they're going to start allowing evictions, and we feel that once that action takes place and people start receiving more evictions, then we will receive a high increase in our inventory.
I imagine the answer to this question is pretty detailed, but if you could nutshell for us, how do you determine the veracity of a claim of discrimination in housing?
Well, it's a lot more hidden and underground these days than it used to be. Essentially, it basically boils down to unequal treatment. You're supposed to, you know, we're not out, our office isn't out to tell you how to run your business, how to run your housing facility. However, whatever policies and procedures you do have, you're supposed to follow them across the board with respect to race, color, disability, all the protected classes. So a lot of the times it boils down to, let's say somebody gets evicted for non-payment of rent. Mm-hmm. Then what we do is we look at what their policies and procedures say, did they follow them, and how they've treated other people. And a lot of times what we'll see is we'll find an individual or individuals who may have done the same or similar things this individual did, and they didn't get evicted for it. And then we do comparisons based on the protected classes. So sometimes we find people outside the protected class that were treated more favorably. And that's how we look for discrimination these days.
Okay. And what about the flip side? What about landlords? These are often small businesses that can't afford to allow rental payments to go unpaid. What, do they have rights that are protected?
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough thing, because a lot of people lose sight of the fact that, you know, these landlords are oftentimes small-time landlords that depend on these rental payments for, you know, paying their mortgages on these properties. So that's been tricky during this pandemic, is how do you walk the line between trying to help somebody and also, you know, not trying to take a landlord and ruin them and put them out of business. So that's kind of what you're seeing with these latest mandates, is there's been a lot of focus on, okay, get these people together, get the landlord and the tenant together to try to work out a payment plan. Because, and what you're seeing is a lot of property owners are open to these payment plans because at least they're getting something coming through the door.
I know that there is a website that people can go to for information if they're experiencing a pending eviction or perceive that they're being discriminated against in the execution of an eviction. That site is COVID-19RentersHelp.org. And I'll repeat that for our listeners in just a moment. But Ray, Tell us what we'll find on that site.
It's kind of a one-stop shop. You need help paying rent, or if you need help moving, if you need moving expenses, if you feel like you've been discriminated against, there's an online form that you can fill out. And what happens is those, whatever the issue is, those are triaged. And the COVID-19 Renters Help is an organization of about 30 organizations. So once that that questionnaire is filled out, it gets to the right agency. And it's, like I said, we've received a few cases from there, but they're triaged, sent to the right place. So it's supposed to save people time and not going all over the place trying to figure out, oh, heck, what do I need to do in this situation? What do I need to do in this situation? Just go there, fill it out, and it'll get sent to the right agency and the right help.
Okay. Thank you for that information. That's Ray Sexton. He's Executive Director of the Lexington Human Rights Commission. Thanks for your time, Ray.
Sure. Thank you.
Again, that website is COVID-19RenterHelp.org.